This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 19th. God's word for you today is peace. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. And it says, "The mountains may disappear, and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord." God's heart for us in every situation is that we pitch our tent not on experiences, but on the word of God, who is Christ, the word in flesh. And the word for us over the next few days, words to live by, is peace. God is saying to you today that his love and his promise of peace for you will not come to an end. So powerful. God's idea and promise of peace for you is everlasting peace. I pray that you will experience everlasting peace continually in your life in the name of Jesus. The question is, what comes to your mind when you hear the word peace? For many people, what comes to mind is that state of perfect calm where there is no trouble, no strife, no lack. We mostly define peace as an absence of struggle, noise, trouble, or storms. However, God defines peace as a presence, his presence. So, the peace that God has for you is not an absence. It is a presence, the presence of God. As human beings, our sense of inner calm tends to go up and down depending on the circumstances around us. Imagine that you have to sit in traffic for 4 hours. What does that do to you immediately? Your sense of calm and peace is ruffled, right? Now, imagine being in a jacuzzi at the right temperature, with your favorite book in one hand and your favorite drink in the other. Your sense of calm heightens immediately just by manipulating what could be. Now, picture that you have to babysit 10 two-year-olds. Babysitting one two-year-old is a lot. So imagine babysitting 10. What does that do to you already? You feel the chaos just by manipulating the external circumstances. Now, imagine you're going to be treated to a foot massage and head rub while sipping on your favorite drink and watching your favorite show. Imagine the calm that it brings to you. As humans, the circumstances around us create a sense of calm or the lack thereof. However, God promises a kind of peace that is not at the mercy of circumstances. God promises a kind of peace that will be present even if you are in traffic for 4 hours, in the jacuzzi, babysitting 10 two-year-olds, or getting your foot massage. Regardless of what is going on around you, the peace God has for you is the peace that will exist in spite of circumstances. When you embrace God's kind of peace, what happens is that peace, that inner state, actually begins to control the external circumstances. How do you enjoy this peace from God? We will look at 5 things beginning tomorrow. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your promise of peace in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.